Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to hear from you guys. 800-636-1067. Can you be happy? Will you be pleased? Can you enjoy a new stadium for the Local 53 if it's not at RFK? RFK seemed far away to me. Maybe because I'm Sammy the Skeptic, maybe because I'm annoying. You know, when it looked like Dan Snyder was going to sell, I was like, oh, let's not assume, not so fast. You're dealing with a tyrant. And it ultimately happened. And all the people like Grant that already cut to the end are like, yeah, it's going to happen. It's no problem. And I'm like, please don't jinx it. Whatever. But because RFK seems so far away to me, I'd already kind of talked myself into the fact that that wasn't really going to happen. And I could be fine if it was a few different places. The only place that I can't do is its current site. National Harbor, I think might be silly. I think it could be awesome. A location there, if that could be worked out, that's above my pay grade as to how you do it. I wouldn't be thrilled with a Loudoun County type situation, but it would be more practical, certainly, given that's where they are, given points of access, given that you could build so much there around it, kind of its own mini city. Would have loved it, but I could deal with that. RFK was far away. Now it seems very real to me. And I got to tell you guys, I did the thing that I don't like doing. I got my little heart set. I got this little heart set, this little ticker. RFK. It's now set on RFK. Now, I didn't get to go much as a kid. You guys, I don't know if you guys know this or not. We could never get tickets. The only times I got to go were courtesy of my dad's buddy, Bob Tremonti. Shout out to the Tremonti family who runs the Italian store. We had an Italian store in here yesterday, by the way, and it's amazing every time. What you do is you get one of their sandwiches, and then you get a side of pizza. Anything's a side if you eat it on the side. A side of pizza and cookies. I got a Roma with everything. That's a soft roll. That's going to be multiple Italian meats, mortadella cheese, all the hot peppers, and the sweet peppers. You put everything on the sandwich. All their ingredients are great. You eat there. That's what you do. That's what you do. We got tickets a couple times, and that was it. I couldn't go very much, but all the joy was there. All the memories were there, and you're trying to dip back into that, even though the stadium will be totally different. It won't be one of those 1970s bowl constructions. It won't be the multi-purpose facilities with flimsy bleachers that bounced up and down. It'll be nice. It'll probably have a dome situation, maybe a retractable roof. I don't know. But you're trying to recreate that feeling where it's in the middle of everybody, right? Maryland fans, DC fans, Virginia fans, etc. You're trying to do that again, and it makes practical sense. I've now got my heart set on it. I was thinking that, or thinking about this, when I saw that story yesterday, and I tweeted that I couldn't believe this part of it had happened. I was thinking about it. You know, I was kicking it around, talking to my kids about it, talking to my wife about it a little bit, and a buddy this morning when we were walking our guys to school. And I'm like, I realized I have my heart set on it. This is what I want. I will not be happy. I could deal with National Harbor. It might even get me excited ultimately. I could deal with a Loudoun County situation. I could not deal with current spot in Landover or 50 feet to the right, whatever the hell they're thinking about doing. I just don't want to be in that part of the world again. It would just feel like a defeat to me. I'm sure they could make it nice. They could have made FedEx nicer, whatever the hell we're supposed to call it now. But I got my heart set on RFK. That's where I'm at, man. I didn't know it, but I do. Or I didn't know it for a while, but now that that vote happened, my heart is open to it. I can't accept anything else. And I'm wondering from you guys at 800-636-1067, Could you be happy if the stadium was anywhere else? I'm going to start on line one. Sergio in D.C. What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
How you doing?
I'm good, pal. What's up?
Two things. So I live in D.C. Like, I'm right off of Benner Road, got a clear view of RFK. Now, on that tip, like, Metro has done a lot of things to the street, so I wouldn't, like, it'd be hard to kind of give us that same feel that we had once before with RFK. Now, as far as them moving, I feel like as long as it's still in the DMV, like, I'm not really opposed to it. You know what I'm saying? Even though I would, trust me, I would love for them to be back at RFK. Like, that's a dream come true. But to say that that's really going to happen, who knows that?
No, of course, no one knows.
Going on in that area right there.
Yeah. So, Sergio, let me ask you this. Would you say you're in the RFK neighborhood, or is it just you have a view from across the river?
Nah, I'm like right there, like like right off of Benning Road, like
yeah,
like right there, like I can see the Metro, RFK, like the Armory, everything is right there.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking, not to get into your business, but I'm wondering, we've heard that a lot of the neighborhood, a lot of the neighbors are going, no, we don't want this at all. Is that something that you've heard? Is that kind of the pulse you have?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for one, like, just think of the mad traffic that's coming through that compared to Landover. Like, Landover traffic, like, you got 495 right there. That's cool. Traffic is doable. But if you're talking about redoing RFK right there and those rural neighborhoods and all of that, man, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos.
Then
the parking lot that used to be there, they're building all type of soccer fields. So, I mean, me personally, I just don't see it.
Sergio, appreciate it, dude. It's going to take, and to Sergio's point, this is one of the things I kept talking about. He's there on the ground. He sees it. This is going to take really smart visionary planning. I think that's true of anything, by the way. But to his point, currently as it stands, if you just go, ladies and gentlemen, RFK 2.0, it ain't going to work. You would need really, really smart sets of construction, both in terms of traffic, of roads, of parking, underground things. You need all sorts of stuff that made really practical sense to put a modern stadium situation that works for everybody right there. 800-636-1067 is the number. If you guys are on hold, stay right there. I now have my heart set on RFK. Easy for me to say that I now live in Northern Virginia. But I didn't realize until that vote happened yesterday, and I was kind of processing it, what it meant. I think it's such a big milestone for all this. There are still multiple places it could go. But now it felt very real to me that the possibility is RFK. And as soon as it felt real to me, I realized that's what I want. I want it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.